FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the
exception of FC Radio. Hello, I'm your host Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll be bringing you all the build-up and reaction to FC United's away trip to Nantwich Town from Saturday afternoon. And let's hand over now to FC Live before kick-off at the Weaver Stadium.
Well, good afternoon everyone, and welcome to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and you join us here just gone 1:30 in the sunshine on the Cheshire Plain, where it's not raining this afternoon, it's sunny. And speaking of sunny, here he is, it's Woodso.
Hey,
hello Woodso,
hey,
how are you?
Hey.
So, we're going to hear from Neil Reynolds shortly. I'm going to ask him about the next four matches, because there's a nice little divide there with our away trip to Milan in the Phoenix Trophy. Mm. We've got four games before that game against Brera, four games after. The four games after look horrendous. The four games before look on paper relatively nice. However, football's not played on paper.
No.
It's played in the sunshine in Cheshire, isn't it?
It is today.
Yeah, this is a tough game, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we owe them for... Actually, it's never a good phrase in football. You never owe anybody, because you create something happens for a reason. You either play badly or whatever. So,
and we play badly in there.
We didn't play great that day, so we don't owe them. We owe the fans a performance. That's probably the best way of doing it. 3 points is more important. Let's go back 2 weeks. We were discussing, did we need 3 points that day? We said yes. We didn't get them. So does that mean? Well, it means we definitely need 3 points.
No, we got a point though, didn't we? We're clinging on by our fingernails.
Didn't get the three. And we've been fortunate in the last couple of midweeks that the other results have sort of hovered towards our way, still leaving a lot to do. I mean, Morpeth are only a couple of points behind. We've still got three games in hand. Go there in a few weeks. I do think, joking aside, and keep saying the same thing week in, week out, if we don't get the win today, that's probably, depending on the other results.
That's the thing. If Warrington had won midweek against Morpeth, they'd be 7 points ahead of us in fifth with a game in hand. That makes it incredibly difficult. So what we said a couple of Saturdays ago before the Matlock game still stood. However, they didn't win midweek against Morpeth. In fact, they got beat. So the door is left slightly ajar. But they still have the game in hand. They're still 4 points ahead of us. So
it's just everybody else has got games around us as well. So we're still needing them snookers as the...
Well, one of those teams was Whitby. And Whitby obviously played Nantwich in their last game and got beat.
They did.
So there's
your... So that's... Yeah, so Nantwich are certainly going to have a say in this.
George Lucas, it's all rhymes, it's all right, poetry.
Yeah, everything comes together, yeah. I just do think... We could lose today. Everybody else could lose around us. And then that's football, it's no different. But as it stands now, I would say 3 points is pretty vital today.
Especially when the way I pitched it at the start, the four games that I was talking about is this one here. I think we've got Mickleova away, but we've got two home games against Basford and Atherton Colls, all before the Brera match.
All, like you say, all winnable.
Yeah.
But I think the situation we're in now, even without sitting standing here saying, well, I think we need to win, actually, the only way we can keep it in our hands, and it's not in our hands, but as much as we can in our hands, is by winning every game. So it is still to play for. We've got to win every game. It's as simple as that. I think if we lose a game, we look at the other results already. When you lose a game, that's the first thing you've got to do, because you lose a game, Warrington, Whitby, Stafford, all win games.
Then that's it.
And then you think, well, it's very, very difficult now. Yeah. It's possible, but very, very difficult.
Well, Woodsell, big thank you for joining us pre-match. As you might have heard there, it's a bit windy here. The weather's nice, though. So we're going to go and get some pine peas. Well, they're quite nice here, aren't they?
The cabin's short, so I don't know.
Oh,
if
no.
It looks like a burger van.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go into the bar, see if it's...
No, the kitchen door's open. Surely.
Toilets are down there.
Oh. Well, anyway, we're going to sort out this logistical nightmare.
Radio, isn't it?
This logistical nightmare. I wanted a pie and peas. But anyway, Woodsell, big thank you for joining us. Let's hear now from FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us. And what's your first reactions? You've just arrived. It's just gone 1:30. And here we are at the Weaver Stadium.
Yeah, it's, you know, the pitch is good. It's flat. It's a little bit bobbly in places, but, you know, I don't think we can moan. You know, we've been on our pitch for the last, you know, few weeks, and it hasn't been great. So, you know, it's got a lot of grass coverage, and it's going to allow us to play football. So, looking forward to the game.
So, let's talk about the significance of this game then. We've got 4 games before the next Phoenix Trophy match. Then we've got 4 games after. And you can see, actually, the ones before the Milan trip, dare I say it, before kick-off, are the winnable ones. But they have to be the winnable ones if we're going to get into the playoffs. So, what's your thoughts?
I think 2 weeks ago, you know, after conceding the last-minute goal against Matlock, if you would have said that we're still in with a chance, probably people would have raised their eyes. And then in the next 2 weeks, you know, results have gone in our way and people have slipped up. And that's the pressure of the last 10 games. I talk about it a lot. And listen, Ben, we've just got to do what we've got to do. You know, we have to win a football game. If we've got any aspirations of finishing playoffs, 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever it is, we've got to win football games. And there's no different today. I think if we apply ourselves like we did against Matlock, like we did against Scarborough, and so on and so forth, we win the game. But these are my least favourite games. You know, it's all right raising yourself for South Shields and Buxton, etc. But can you go to Nantwich, who got a poor defensive record, poor attacking record, but, you know, they're on the back of 2 wins. So it's going to be difficult for us, but we're ready for it.
One of those wins was obviously against Whitby last week, which was very handy for us. But that shows you that there's no easy games in this league, if I can use that cliche.
I've said it, and I go back to the Grantham game, bottom of the league. You know, they were scratching for a win. They came to us and won. Didn't surprise me that Nantwich beat Whitby last week. Didn't surprise me that Warrington slipped up in midweek. You know, everybody can beat everyone in this league. And if you take your foot off the gas slightly, ever so slightly, if you drop your game to 90%, then the other team are going to beat you. We've got to make sure that for 8 games now we're fully on our game, and we still need favours. We know that. But there's, you know, fixtures over the next couple of months that are going to go in our favour, and some are going to go against us. But there's no point other people doing us favours and then us not taking care of business today. So for me, it's a must win. That's going to put pressure on us, but it's a must win.
So how's the squad shaping up? We had a good lineup last week against AKS there. Mm-hmm. So what's it looking like today?
The only one missing is Curtis Jones. You know, reoccurrence of the injury, but we're strong. Donoghue will come back in at fullback. Don on the other side. It's Sakura and Morris, and then we're going to go with Smith. And Griffiths gives us wide areas of Wadika, Linney, Ennis in the 10, and Bange up front. So, you know, we're strong. And then, you know, it's disappointing when you're leaving the likes of Potts out and, you know, Chris Taylor. But, you know, it is what it is now. And, you know, I won't be popular with some people, but it's just about getting results now. And if we get a result, then come quarter five, I'll be happy. If we don't get a result, then people will ask questions from the dressing room why they're not starting. But we'll wait till quarter five for that, Ben.
Well, good luck today, Neil. Brilliant. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Weaver Stadium. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructedCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And you join us at a very, very intriguing time here, just before kickoff, as it was like film 94, as me and Swampy were discussing the Batman. And Swampy decided to watch the film 4X?
Yeah, 4X, yeah.
Yeah, like you get Alton Towers.
Snow, yeah. Wind, rain. You get the movement,
and you're wondering why you didn't enjoy the film.
It was just that it was 3 hours.
Well, yeah, of being rocked about. But if you watch it in a stationary seat, it's a good film.
You would have thought that the whole experience of actually feeling like you were the Batman would have been brilliant.
Well, welcome everyone to FC Live. Stato Paul's with us. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Back to the football and more serious stuff. how important is this game this afternoon?
Well, we're 4 points away from 5th place at the moment, so the midweek games didn't do us a lot of damage, to be fair. And we're pretty much in the same place as we were with the Matlock game, I think.
Going back to the midweek games,
yeah,
we obviously didn't play last week, we played in the Phoenix Trophy. and we could have been 7 points behind Warrington after Tuesday night. But
the results are eerily going towards our way again, just to keep us in with a sniff, don't you think?
Yeah, and it's the hope that kills you, isn't it?
That's what is going to kill us. Every week we keep thinking, the results keep going our way, but we're not getting the win.
Is it to tempt me to stay? Is that what it is?
I think so.
A way to tempt me to stay?
There's four matches before Brera, and the four matches on paper, I was chatting with Woodsall before, they look relatively as straightforward as they can look.
Does that include this one?
Yes.
That's the danger,
isn't
it?
That is the danger, because Nantwich beat Whitby last week.
And they beat us.
Yeah.
We're here at the Weber Stadium.
Yes.
We're unbeaten here since 2010. Won six and drawn two. Unbeaten in eight visits. That's pretty good. But we've got to keep that run going today.
The last time we were here, it was actually a very good game of football. Very engaging.
On and off the pitch.
A very engaging game of football. Let's talk about the home game. Because that was one of the low points of the season, it felt like.
And it was calamitous defending
that
gave Nantwich the points on the day, has to be said. We weren't playing particularly well in that game, but we did have a number of chances that we didn't take. And in the last 15 minutes or so, we capsized.
And Nantwich, ever since that game, have been up and down, not really stringing the wins together until quite recently. In fact, they got back. They're on back-to-back wins already.
Isn't it funny how teams at the bottom suddenly wake up in around about February, March, and think we've got to start winning now? It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
And today is a great opportunity with a good result last week. This is another opportunity for them. They're a club that I've always traditionally played very good football, and we've done well against them, as you said.
And we know very well where the threats are this afternoon.
I mean, Nantwich haven't been famous last words, but they've not scored a lot of goals, haven't they? I mean,
roughly a goal a game.
We could talk about Dan Coquelin, but it's...
Well, Cook is still top scorer in the league with eight. That's not a lot.
Just to add as well about no easy games in this league and all that, we mentioned Morpeth's result over Warrington. Morpeth got beat by Grantham last week.
This is the division all over, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Anyone can beat anyone on the day. But interesting team lineup this afternoon.
Yeah, so Curtis Jones, team news. Let's do team news. You're here. Yes, it's now time for team news. One injury heading into this game, and that's unfortunately Curtis Jones, who had a reoccurrence of his injury. However, Aaron Morris and Georgie Sikora at centre-back isn't bad. Sikora had a good game,
He looked very accomplished.
Yeah. Got Smith and Dodd as full-backs. Donoghue's gone to the bench. That's slightly different to what Neil was suggesting before the game.
I wonder.
Yes, because Michael Potts has come in, so maybe Donoghue's just got a little twinge.
Yeah, could be something like that.
So Jonathan Smith's gone to right-back, Dodd's gone to left-back. Potts starts as captain alongside Luke Griffiths and Charlie Ennis. We've got Regan Linney on one wing, Ali Wadika on the other, and Ewan Bang up front. Wearing number 11.
Bange.
No, it's Bang.
Is it Bang now?
Bang.
Is that official?
Well, did you see some of those goals last week? Let's talk about the football, Swamper. What are you hoping for this afternoon, based on the fact that last time we were here, it was a decent game?
Well, the last time we were here, it wasn't a decent game. It was an absolutely outstanding game of football, and it was perhaps one of FC's best performance for many a year. Crisp, quality passing, the defence. Curtis Jones, that game, played in a deep sort of like holding... defensive midfield role was absolutely incredible. A number of players that actually really showed their mettle on the afternoon. It was a superb game of football, a great winner as well. It was and night football here is always quality, but today again it's I don't know, it's one of those games where it's who starts off the better of the two teams. I think if FC can get the noses in front, Bange up top, big, tall, strong centre forward, if he can get a couple of early goals and FC can set the stall out, then you'd expect an FC win. But equally, that win last week for the home team Nantwich is something that they're going to be instilled in upon them to go out and perform like they did this week against FC United and Manchester, and it's probably the best thing that could have happened to Nantwich today, is playing a higher level team, because they're going to be up for it even more so than a mid-table team with nothing to play for.
Well, without further ado, this is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, live from the Dabba Dome.
Where's Fred Flintstone then?
It's Nantwich Town against FC United of Manchester. And here's your expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Stato Paul, James Quinn and Swampair.
Long clearance again from the goalkeeper. FC United lose out the header. Second ball, though, won by FC. High in the air from Jonathan Smith. And the three comes across. Morgan, his header, finds Sean Cook. Cook does well with the ball. And then nice ball. Cockerline onside. First time shot comes in. Oh, it's a rasping shot as well. I'm going to say, in all fairness, Lavercombe had it covered.
Yeah,
but again, it was a nice little ball by Sean Cook. Just split the FC defence momentarily. I think they were looking for an offside.
Ennis checks, plays it back to Potts, halfway line Potts. And he switches the play to Jonathan Smith in that right back position today. Smith bringing it forward now, thrusting towards the box. Infielder. Ennis with a flick on. Whittaker tries to get on the end of it, just couldn't get to it. Great idea by Ennis, but good alert goalkeeping by Matt Gould there, preventing any danger. But good work there from FC. Really fluid passing movement. And now, all of a sudden, a real chance for Bickerstaff into the box. And in it goes. And Nantwich take the lead. Almost out of nothing. The ball come through. And FC, surprisingly, not onto that. Bickerstaff's splitting the defenders there. And a nice, calm finish under the body of Lavercombe. And into the lead, Nantwich. Galloway now brings it in field from the right-hand side. Now drives out wide. Tries to play it through. The ball goes down to Donoghue. Donoghue just outside the box. Donoghue, can he find the right pass? No, he can't, but the ball comes out to Potts. Potts will spread it to the left-hand side to Dodd. Can he find a cross? Dodd there, far post. Waiting was Donoghue. And then Linney goes for the header. On the volley! Oh, fine effort from Ennis. Saved by Matt Goal. I think that was the first shot on target. Corner ball. But Stair gets a foot in, but Linney still has it. Plays it back to Dodd. 35 yards out is Ennis there, but he's a well-marshalled.
Give it.
Out to the right side. Donoghue space now. Can he find the quality cross? Low cross in, corner ball. So corner to FC United. Ennis is going to come across to take this one. Can FC finally get something? Find a quality cross and an FC to find to get ahead on it and get that equaliser. And then we really will have a game on our hands. Ennis. Far post. Well defended by Bourne. And then Rafi Peach taking that good position on the edge of the box. And now a long ball forward. Important with Pot again on this, but Rafi's on it. Rafi into the box. Rafi one-on-one. 2-0 Nantwich Town. And FC United now with a mountain to climb. One of the features of corners for FC is Rafi has waited on the edge of the box precisely for the headed ball. Hasn't really been picked up. It's picked up and started the breakaway, and FC United have paid the price on this occasion.
Well, the bounce killed FC, and he took it very well. He took it very, very well, in fairness. Linney in the penalty area, just on the corner, round the corner on the left-hand side, gets past one, does really well, past two. Referee's going to give a penalty there.
Well, lifeline for FC.
That was a bit soft, I think.
I think it was very soft, in all fairness.
I thought he was going to give it the other way.
Well, I did.
Oh. It looked an honest challenge for the ball there, to me. It
looked very inconspicuous, to say the very least. The referee's made no real decisions at all in this game. And then he does that. Whether or not he was thinking whether Linney had been brought down in the previous incident,
and then
even it out. There's a number of Nantwich supporters, I mean young kids, are running as fast as they can to maybe get behind the goal to go boo, rubbish, get off.
Charlie Ennis,
Ennis has stepped up. 38 minutes on the clock. Ennis steps up. Great save for the goalkeeper.
Save.
Great save. And he hit that with some power as well, did Ennis, but
really
FC's second shot on target doesn't go in. Well, the game here at the Weaver Stadium finishes Nantwich Town 2, FC United Manchester 0. Very different game to the last time we were here, with the pulsating quality of both teams, in all fairness. And today, for me, from an FC perspective, a damp squib. Just no real quality from anyone in and around from the 11 players on show this afternoon. No real impact from the substitutes either. The home team, without playing particularly well, did deserve the game, battled a little bit more, wanted it a bit more, had a little bit more desire, and FC United find themselves further down.
Ninth. FC have
Well, they could get to 72 points with 7 wins, which could be something that's not completely out of the question yet, but it's becoming a really very, very distant prospect.
I think realistically we could have said that, well, I know mathematically and so on and so forth, there was always a chance, but I think we spurned it about 3 or 4 games ago. We spurned the opportunity when teams weren't doing brilliantly, and we got a couple of results, but then we just undid ourselves. And you know, there's nothing wrong. It's a very good division to be in, and we can learn. Neil learns week in, week out, month in, month out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And you know, it's one of those today, just not good enough.
It's if you try and break it down, there was a lot. It was a very strong period for FC at the beginning of both halves, whereas the creative play was very strong. But it is the final bit of decision making, or the caressing of a ball, and you know, balls being overhit. That's you know, that massive ingredient which has gone in the last few games. It was there, and FC were flying really a few weeks ago. When you think of some of the victories, and it's just the 4-3 home defeat to Whitby was a big blow, and the Warrington 1-0 defeat right at the end of the game, 1-1 of course with Matlock when FC had been leading for so much of the game. But I think
a number of those games should get out of FC a lot. You know, winning and then being picked at the end by either getting a draw or just getting beat. And if you look at the big games this season, FC has done well. You know, they're playing against the teams that are going to go on to maybe win this division or certainly be in the playoffs, and we've done very well again. We've competed against them all and done very well. It's the other games that we haven't necessarily. I know there have been a lot of injuries and ins and outs, and you know.
Well, you have to go back to. It's Paul gone now. Oh, he's there.
Is there? You
have to go back to when we were, I think, 15th in the league table, and you know, losing to Nantwich at Broadhurst Park and losing to Grantham, losing to Stafford. It's those games really you look back upon, because that then changes the dynamic of the Matlock game, of the Warrington game, of this game here. This game here.
Yeah, but without those games, FC would have got on a decent run. It took something to get to a stage where we were quite poor in order to change it around a little bit. So you know, that's the reason why we are where we are, is because we were poor in those early parts of the season, and Neil turned it around, and the club have done very, very well to get the position we were. I think if we just got into that fourth spot when we had the opportunity, we could have maybe stayed there, but we never really got into that fourth spot. We were toying with fifth, sixth.
The likes of Scarborough and Warrington have shown it's the consistency they've got that we've not got this year. We've had peaks and troughs where we've gone on, you know, strung the results together. But just over the last month or so, we've just come up short, basically.
Well, the club have come up short. And that performance today, I mean, weather aside, wind aside, whatever, there was just no real penetration. There was no real great quality. I just thought that we didn't look creative enough. We didn't look like we were going to really penetrate. As I say, I always like, you know, when you're not getting a great deal of success for your wingers, swap them round. Give the opposition another opportunity to have a think about, you know, who you're playing against. Missed Curtis Jones today, I think.
Yep.
A big presence. I think
we missed Curtis Jones over the last month, to be honest. He's, you know, it's been a big factor, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, going back to, you know, the question of missing Tunde or missing Griffiths at the start of the year, I think we've missed Doyle in a lot of ways. The last 7 games of the season, how do we approach these games now?
The players want to play for pride. The players themselves have a standard and the benchmark. The players also know that there's the Braga, there's the away trip for the final, and so on and so forth. Certain players will want to be here next season. Certain players won't be here next season, you'd expect. And so they're all going to play for that position to be going away, and also being at FC next season. It depends. It depends what you want as a footballer. But I think the next 7 games, FC will have to go out there and they'll have to enjoy the football. They can play with no pressure, you know. And that's what you need to do now. It's nothing more, nothing less. It's a simple thing. 1 second, someone's shouting you, Ben.
Are you all right, Cookie? We are live on air. How are you?
You might as well interview their manager before we invite us.
How important has the last three games been? Because that's three straight wins right at the right time of the season for you, and you've got yourself away now.
It's been massive. I mean, one thing I would say, if FC had come here 2 months ago, they'd have walked away with 3 points. We've got a few loan players in, and as you can see today, Bickerstaff loan player scored, Akil Rafi loan player scored, the keeper loan player saved the pen. So that's where we've been, you know. So I thought we deserved the 3 points today, but it's a tough game.
Overall, you worked hard, you were resolute in your defending, your two set of halves obviously up against Bainge. At stages we would suggest it was rugby-esque, but equally they did a job and they worked very, very hard. So again, you know, the three results. What are your thoughts going forward then for the next, you know, seven games and staying in this division?
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got to stay in the division. I spoke to Ben about 3 months ago and I said, look, I'd be happy with 20th, because the way things were going with us, we knew it was going to be, you know, such a hard slog and to stay in the league. I think the league's... Look, I'm not using COVID as an excuse, because every team's had that, but we've had that many injuries and different things that have gone against us this year. And it's just been a case sometimes of getting 11 out on the pitch. But we're seeing a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel now. So we want to try and finish as high as we can, you know. So, you know, who knows? We won't be in the playoffs this year, but you might be.
Join the club.
That's the two of us.
Listen, you know, Whitby here last week, you... Stafford, there's a few clubs that actually look as if they don't want to be in the playoffs, but I think FC are a good side, and I think Lynn is too good for this league. I thought we marshalled him well today.
Well, Dave Cook, manager of Nantwich Town, big congratulations today, and thanks for joining us. And well,
so if FC
you're still clinging on to this, aren't
well,
you?
I just looked at the table. It's only because, well, I think it's like 1 in 100, if that. But it, if FC could get a right...
James, stop it.
No, hey, you can't shout me down. So you can't just swan back from Belgium and swan me down.
I can.
Swan me down.
Do you want me to unplug him?
Yeah, well, anyway, so what I'm saying is, if FC could get 21 points, they'd need a lot of favours. But because there have been so many drop points, let's talk to... just start by asking Neil, just what was missing from the performance?
Sorry to everyone listening back home and who paid the money today. There's... James, the table doesn't lie. Listen, it's my side. I built it. Mentality, coming to another bottom side, getting beat. No excuse. No, it was flat in the warm-up. I don't know if... It only takes one or two. It only takes one or two people for it to set in. They're not bad lads, they're not. But there's a mentality shift that when we come to bottom sides, we're not doing it. You know, so it's no point taking 4 points off Buxton this season. It's irrelevant. No disrespect to your Staleybridge losing 5-2s, your Granthams, your Avertons, your Nantwiches. There's a pattern, and if we can't see that, then there's a problem.
Does that pattern, or is it apparent in training then, or is it only apparent on the day of the game?
There is no excuse. We've got Curtis Jones out. That is it. We've had times this season where we've lost 7 or 8 players, and we've had injury. That's a brilliant squad we've got out today. Tom Conroy said in to me after the warm-up's a little bit flat. I'm not sure what it is. If it is a headache after last Saturday, is it too much, you know, too much partying? I don't know. Training's been brilliant all week. That was pathetic. And it's nothing to do with Charlie Ennis missing a penalty 8 minutes ago. The first goal, I'm not going to compare it to any level of football. How you don't get in front of your man, he can bring it down on his knee, he can turn 1v1 and score. The second goal was set. We're 2v1. Dodd makes a mistake. We end up with 1v1. Potts decides not to bring him down, for any goals and scores. Two disgraceful goals.
From your point of view, what is it, looking a few weeks ago when crest of a wave, fifth or sixth on goal difference, really flying the team, what are the specifics that you identify as the difference? Mostly the same personnel.
Curtis Jones.
As a presence then
just,
in that team.
Just Curtis. I know he sounds, you know, I just think he's the best centre half in the league. And when he doesn't play, we can see goals every week. We don't win games. He's a leader. They're hard to come by. George and Aaron do great. Smudge has done great. You have a Curtis Jones and Aaron, you get Donoghue. You had a slight strain, so he was going to name in the 11, but coming at half time, he's the best. But I can't hang my season on Curtis Jones. We've got to find another Curtis Jones who's not playing.
Do you know what? There was a both. halves, the FC were really at it, the beginning of both halves. A lot of creativity. I just felt there was just that, it's that last bit of decision making, or sometimes the overhit final ball, that's the ingredient that keeps doing missing.
I think we had a lot of ball in the second half. You know, apart from the last 5 minutes, Lavakan's picked the ball out of the net twice, I think that's it. But like you said, we're fizzing things when we should be standing things at the byline, we're fizzing it when we should be pulling it back. It is decision making, but they're not going to make the right decision every single week. It's, you know, we are where we are for a reason. You know, the playoffs are, you know, long gone now. We've got to now focus on next season. I've just said to the playing squad in there, 7 games to go. Do we need to go and sign who's in and who's not? You know, and then we'll look to kind of start again. It's not been a disastrous season. It's been a good season. A lot of high moments. 7 games to go. Still a lot of points to play for. But like I said to Ben before the game, we needed to come here and win, and we haven't. And the likes of Warrington have won. So, it's going to take an absolute, you know, miracle.
I suppose with the fact the games that are coming, there are teams that are in the relegation positions that we're going to play against. There are teams at the very top. There are a couple of teams that are trying to sneak into the playoffs. Mm. So it gives the players something to do, because basically they're going to have to play against teams that are playing for something. We're now not playing for anything apart from pride and for the shirt for next season.
They all want to be here. There's no question. I'm not questioning anybody's commitment to the club. I'm not, you know, they're a great team, they're a great set of lads, but there's something missing. It's mentality, and it only takes like one or two, and it's apparent that we've gone to, no disrespect, to the bottom sides, and we haven't won, we haven't taken points off them.
Sakura, was that an injury at half time?
Yeah.
So is that similar to what he had
before?
Yeah,
it is, yeah. And we had to take him off because we don't even know how long Curtis is going to be out for, and if you lose Sakura, we'll try and bring one in this week, but I think it's going to be hard. But, you know, hopefully, we're just not sure. And then Donners, he's got a thigh strain, so you can see him. He wore protective on the second half. But we'll just have to, patch him up, keep going. There's no way the lads won't try.
No
way whatsoever. They'll give everything they've got to the last balls kicked on that last game of the season. But we're going to come up short, and I'm not blaming anything about finances. That's just for us just not being good enough against the bottom sides, because we've proven good enough against the top sides.
Well, listen, as always, it's good to talk to you. We won't keep you any longer because I know you're going to go and do a little bit more media work. And we'll see you back at FC on Saturday when we take on Baseford.
It's not relevant, but I thought the fans were excellent again second half. They didn't stop singing, you know, and I highlighted that to the lads. It's a privilege to play and manage for this football club, and you see the travelling support, and we haven't given what they deserve today. So I can only apologise to people listening at home and people who come today. Not good enough, but we've got to get ready for Baseford now next week.
Indeed. As always, cheers, Neil. Thanks very much.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there from Saturday afternoon. The Reds return to action this weekend when FC welcome Baseford United to Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear. The FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.